据路透社报道，埃博拉毛绒玩具近来热卖，美国的巨型微生物公司正在出售埃博拉病毒形状的毛绒玩具，帮助民众对抗恐惧心理。今天刚刚我们也说过，今天在我们的公众号上发送 Ebola 这个单词，可以看到它一张图片，上面是公司正在贩卖的一个埃博拉病毒形状的毛绒玩具。Reuters reports, it may be the only time you will find these words in the same sentence, Ebola and add to wish list. Giant Microbes Inc., which makes a line of plush toys based on viruses and other microscopic organisms, has sold out its entire Ebola stock, including the small Ebola doll, for $9.95, a gigantic Ebola doll for $29.95,and Ebola Petri dish toy for $14.95. That's according to the company's website.
With the latest Ebola outbreak, which has already killed more than 4,500 people, mostly in West Africa, customers have snapped up the toy that looks like half a pretzel. Giant Microbes lists the World Health Organization as one of its largest customers, along with pharmaceutical companies and the American Red Cross. Now, that's surprising, isn't it? Why is the World Health Organization buying these sort of plush toys of the Ebola virus?
Pedagogical purposes, to let people know, doctors and nurses know what they're dealing with.
Did you say pedagogical?
Pedagogical.
Good gracious. We haven't had that word on the show before. I'll have to look
for
it up.
For teaching purposes.
I'm going to have to look it up and see what it means after the show. So the thing is with this, some people are going to say this is terrible. How could they be selling the Ebola virus plush toy? It's such bad taste. But, you know, people are dying. However, we've got to remember a couple of things. Firstly, this company has been in business for years. Mm-hmm. I actually remember seeing these at least 6 or 7 years ago in a shop in London called Hamleys, which calls itself the biggest toy shop in the world. I thought it was really interesting, actually. And there were some kids in there that were paying attention and asking their parents about what are these things. So it could stimulate some kids to become interested in...
To become biology nerds.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, to become interested in microbiology and so forth.
So, in essence, biology nerds.
Yes, that's quite a good description of them, I suppose. But I still wonder what the World Health Organization is doing, being one of the biggest customers of these soft toys. Now, if you want to see one, as we've said, just send us the word Ebola to our WeChat. You'll find us on WeChat by putting in C Driver. And then when you've got us up there on your screen of your smartphone, just go for the word Ebola and send it to us. And you'll get a picture back of one of these soft toys. You can choose from a selection of other disease plush toys.
Yes, in fact, they have the company actually have other models in stock.
Anthrax, botulism, cholera, and dengue fever. And I mean, when we've been watching the TV news over the last few weeks, they've tended to have the Ebola virus in the background, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is better than having someone that's dying of this horrible disease. True. It must be the worst way to die imaginable, I think. So, again, I think probably positive and also quite educational.
Yes.
To know something more than we knew before about viruses.
True, to raise the awareness. I was just kind of kidding about the biology nerds. We actually need those nerds for the advancement of medical science.
Yes, that's right, yes.